Apple is warning of a flaw that allows hackers to seize control of iPhones, iPads and Mac computers. It's urging users to install emergency software updates. Patches were released yesterday and on Wednesday to fix the vulnerability. We can find out more about this from Adrian Weckler, now technology editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, thanks for talking to us. So tell us, how significant is this potential hack, this flaw, this failure in Apple's security systems?
It's significant for a couple of reasons. First of all, because it's there in the first place, and what it could do in extremis is allow a hacker to come in and take over your iPhone or your iPad or your Mac, pretty much completely, either clone the system or monitor what you're doing in real time, or simply steal a lot of information from it. So it is quite worrying in that sense. It's also worrying that the iPhone in particular, which has generally been marketed and sold as the safe smartphone, and generally speaking, it has been, that there are more of these security vulnerabilities now that appear to be happening as the system itself gets a lot more complicated. It adds more features. This is not the first security patch that Apple has put out in this year.
Yeah. Now, Apple are saying that this flaw may have been actively exploited, but they're not saying, maybe they don't know in what way, the scale, the extent to which devices may have been compromised.
That's right. And that's pretty normal for Apple or any big tech firm to put it that way. They specifically say that they're aware of reports that this issue may have been actively exploited. We know for absolute sure that there are certain types of organizations and institutions that look for these holes to exploit. Now, typically, these would be nation states. They would be security agencies. We've had many stories over the last year or two of journalists and politicians being targeted by certain nation states who use their own technology, crucially, to look for these vulnerabilities and then inject bugs or spyware to exploit them. Now, whether that trickles down to the rest of us, there haven't been many reports of that happening. Your phone, my phone, being hacked in a mass market way. But the more that these vulnerabilities keep cropping up, and the more democratized the technology to exploit them becomes coming down from those nation state organizations, which inevitably happens, that's where the potential concern is.
All right, and we should say the patch is available. People will see if they are iPhone users or users of other Apple devices that patch is now being offered. Adrian, thank you very much for that. That's Adrian Weckler from the Independent.